Look, I wouldn't describe it as a crisis. We are in a competition. You know, this is a democracy. It's a young democracy, Liberia is. The CPP is a newly formed collaboration. We are competing for the leadership of the CPP. Some of our supporters, you know, get carried away, personalize, you know, the competition. But no, I would not say we have a crisis. We're just competing for the hearts and minds of the partisans of the CPP.
Some people say that you are bribing would-be delegates to the CPP convention to choose you as the standard bearer, and even going to the extent of paying media executives to write positive stories or to write stories about you. What do you make of these allegations?
It is political propaganda, JB, complete political propaganda. We don't know who the delegates are. We have not even agreed the process for delegate selection. So I don't know how you can be, quote unquote, bribing delegates when we haven't even agreed the criteria yet for how delegates will be selected, how they'll vote, etc. You know, bribing media outlets, again, is all propaganda. What appears to be happening is that when people, whether it's the media individuals, are supporting me somehow is because, you know, we are paying them. And when they support others, it's because they're being patriotic. But it's all political. It's all propaganda. It is not true. And we are undeterred and will be undeterred. We will compete for the leadership of the CPP because it's in the interest of our country, I believe, to do so. And we will not let the propaganda affect our focus and our determination.
Talking about propaganda, I think some members in the coalition have said that Liberians would never vote for you because they say you are, quote, a Congo man. If these are true now, do they bother you, or do you think, again, this is just politics?
It's just politics. You know, this whole sort of, quote, unquote, Congo indigenous issue comes up always around elections. And so I'm not bothered by it. I don't think Liberians, except for those who want to politically exploit that, think that way or talk about it. Liberians' dreams are focused on change. Liberians are struggling. Liberians live in a country that has wealth, but they are poor. Liberians want all the things everybody in the world wants: good education for their children, good health care, good infrastructure. And that's what I'm focused on. I believe that's what Liberians are focused on. And I think Liberians have moved beyond those artificial divisions.
Mr. Comis, the issue of corruption in Liberia, I mean official corruption, continue to tear the country apart. This month, President George Weah suspended one Mrs. Makenen Keita, Presidential Special Projects Coordinator, for allegedly soliciting $5 million from a group of South African investors. What's your comment about corruption in Liberia?
Corruption in Liberia, unfortunately, is endemic. It is everywhere, unfortunately, in our country. And whatever action the president took, again, I think it's superficial. Our approach to rooting out corruption is not systemic enough, it's not sustained. James, if he indeed took that action, that's a good thing. But this cannot be a one-off effort. The way you get rid of corruption is, as I mentioned, it has to be systematic. It's got to be sustained. You have the institutions that are supposed to root this out. You got to fund them. You got to make sure they got the right people, the right capability. You got to get out of the way. Let the facts lead where the facts lead. But just one-off arresting somebody or firing somebody, that's not a bad thing, but that's not going to get at the root cause. That's not going to solve the issue.
Before I let you go, Mr. Cummings, one criticism I hear about Liberian politicians is that sometimes they are blinded by self-interest. I know you have said you're interested in running for the candidacy of the CPP. Would you agree to be vice president if someone else wins the nomination?
The way I answer that question is, I'm in a collaboration. We have a process in place for determining who the standard bearer will be. James, you cannot go into a competition, and before you play the first game, you concede to losing the competition. If we follow the process we've agreed, and if I'm the one not to win it, we'll support the outcome of the process, because it's more important for me that we replace President Weah, make him a one-term president. And I believe a CPP-led government would be much better than the current CDC government we have today.
Mr. Comis, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thanks, JB. We'll be in touch. All the best.